Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Find God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Most people are praying and, oh God, please change everything. Oh God, please help my finances. God, help my body be healed. God, help my marriage to work out. They're praying and asking God. They know that God can do anything. So they ask God for these things and don't realize that the way change is going to come to pass is not by prayer. Thank you for that one single amen. Are you speaking against prayer? No, I'm not speaking against prayer. I'm just speaking that the Scripture says that you are born again by the incorruptible seed of God's Word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23. It says that the kingdom of heaven is like unto a seed. Mark chapter 4, verse 14. The sower sows the Word. I just taught on that not long ago on television. That the whole universe, the world as we know it, is operating on seeds. Everything comes from a seed. Every plant life, every animal, every person came from a seed. Seeds are how the whole world operates. And yet when it comes to the gospel realm, people just think, well, God, heal me. And they hadn't planted a seed. They haven't renewed their mind. They don't know what the Word says. I've asked people here. I said, so what are you doing in response to this sickness? What have you done? And most of them will say, well, I've gone to the doctor and I've taken medication and I've prayed and I've done this. And what I'm trying to get them to do is to tell me, what is your faith based on? What scripture have you used? And I bet you 99 times out of 100, people will never mention the Word. And if I'll say, all right, so what scripture have you got? Well, I think someplace, I'm not sure if it's the New Testament or the Old, but someplace in here it says something like, by stripes we're healed, I think. Is that the way it's said? You know what? If that's the way that you've got the Word, you're going to die. The scripture says you are transformed. Change from a creepy crawly thing to something that's beautiful that can fly through the renewing of your mind. And most of us aren't renewing our mind. Most of us are letting our minds be polluted as we watch this world. We spend infinitely more time in the world than we do in the Word. And we are being squeezed into the mold of the world. There are Christians that at 2001, when the terrorist attacks happened, there's Christians that wouldn't fly because they just panicked. Well, everything is unsafe. And they were just as afraid as unbelievers. Of course, that wouldn't be anybody in here. This is for all the people that didn't come this morning. But brothers and sisters, there's people sitting right here that I guarantee you when the terrorist attacks happened, fear struck your heart. Like, what are we going to do? When the scripture says very clearly, let not your heart be troubled. I will not fear though the earth be cast into the sea. That's a little bit more than having the Twin Towers destroyed. If all of the seas covered the earth, it says, I'm still not going to be destroyed. Though the earth be removed, I'm not going to be fearful. That's what the Word of God says to do. And yet Christians fell apart like a $2 suitcase, just like people that didn't know God. And then when the earthquake happens, and when this happens, and when a recession happens, Christians get into fear, the same as unbelievers. You know why? Because we are conformed. We're poured into the mold of this world because we haven't been renewing our mind by the Word of God. You know, when I talk about things like this, and when I talk about healing and how that, man, raising people from the dead is nothing. The Bible prophesied, if you believed on Jesus, you'll do the same works that Jesus did. And even greater works than these shall you do. And when I talk about all of this, there's so many people that just think you're weird. Well, I think you're weird. People say, where have you come from? The Word. If you meditate in the Word will make you think differently than the world. You won't begin to be squeezed into the same mold. You'll begin to see things differently. You'll have a different attitude. When other people are talking lack, and here we are in a recession, man, God's told me to expand bigger than I've ever expanded in my life. We are going exactly cross-culture. Christians ought to be exactly opposite of the unbelievers. There ought to be a difference between us and people that don't know Jesus. We're alive. They're dead. You should be able to tell a difference between alive and a dead person. I've been in churches that are so dead they call 911 and they carry out half the congregation before they can find a dead person. Man, look alive. The buzzards are coming. Praise God. Show some motion. We need to act like there's something going on in our life. Praise God. And yet, if the average Christian was arrested, there wouldn't be enough evidence to convict you. You're as sick as your neighbor that doesn't even know God. You're as poor as your neighbor. When the layoffs come, you're as afraid of your neighbor about what's going to happen. You're as worried as your neighbor. You're wondering about what am I going to do in retirement? And you're wondering about what happened to your 401k and all of these things. The same as people that don't know God. I'm not trying to scold you, but brothers and sisters, I'm saying we've been squeezed into the mold of this world. You ought to be different. And the reason we aren't different is because we haven't transformed ourselves by the renewing of our minds. We're sitting there watching As the Stomach Turns on the television, and we're listening to all of the junk that is being said, and we're taking it as being truth, and it's not truth. We're being systematically lied to. Some of you believe that. Some of you aren't sure. But I tell you what, Satan is behind a tremendous amount of media stuff, and we are being lied to systematically. It's deliberate. You know, while I'm on it, I might as well say this. I'm about out of here. But you know what? This whole global warming thing is a hoax. I don't believe that. Apparently you don't either. And I think it's funny that when they came back from this summit overseas that the president had to come back early because Washington, D.C. had 2 feet of snow. We are setting record cold temperatures. Did you know last year there were over 3,000 record cold temperatures in July of 2009? They have now shown that the global warming people were putting out memos and concealing information and changing the information to misrepresent it. And then just a week or two ago, the UN, it turned out that they had talked about these glaciers advancing and things like this and all of this stuff. And they admitted that they've lied and they had to back off. And I guarantee you, it's all lies. You know why? Because there's big bucks in it. And it is a manipulation. The love of money is the root of all evil. And there's Christians sitting right here in this room who have swallowed this stuff and are worried about it. You know, if you go buy one of these new cars that have the batteries in it, did you know that those batteries have to be replaced at 75,000 miles, and the money you spend on replacing the batteries offsets all of the money that you saved? Plus, the batteries are an environmental hazard. You can't dispose of them normally, and they are causing problems. You know, when I was a kid, we used to use plastic. Or no, we used paper sacks when you went to the grocery store. And then they complained about how all of these paper sacks were causing us to cut down trees, and we had to do something for the economy. So we put plastic in to save the economy. Now they're saying that plastic won't biodegrade in the waste recycling thing, so they're going back to paper bags. People have a short memory. Back when we were a kid, it was global cooling. We were going to have another ice age. Now they're talking about global warming. And now they have changed it to climate change because it has gotten colder since they came out with all of this stuff. And that's a statistical fact. Jamie and I just took a trip to Alaska. Our staff gave us this cruise on a small ship. And did you know that they showed us these glaciers? And the glaciers are retreating. And so that's a proof of global warming. You know, what they don't tell you is that in the 1930s, one of the glaciers advanced so fast, it was faster than a dog could run, and it overran a village and killed an entire Eskimo village up there. In the 1930s, things were happening. And did you know they gave a map of where the glaciers used to be. And in the 1700s, the glaciers started retreating. They were 150 miles further out. They came all the way out to see that inside passage was totally blocked 200 years ago. And they started retreating 200 years ago, before all of our industrial stuff. How do you figure that? How did we cause that? There's cycles that go around. I'm not saying that there aren't times that things peak and get warmer and cooler, but you know what? The earth regulates itself. When it gets hotter, everything evaporates. That forms a shield and cools it off. And when it gets cooler, then you know what? The shield leaves and it starts getting hotter. And it just goes like this. And God is bigger than... I tell you, people who believe in all of this stuff are people that don't believe God created us, that we evolved, that it's fragile. The Lord told us how the earth is going to end. They predict all of these hurricanes. And this guy, William Gray, up in Boulder, Colorado, the National Hurricane Service, he's been predicting all of these things, and he's wrong about 90% of the time. They've predicted that all of these things are going to be these terrible earthquakes, and then it doesn't happen. And you know what? People say, well, you just got to err on the side of caution. But you know what? It costs people money because their insurance rates go up. People lost things. It affects people. And you know what? I know that there's people think, well, now you aren't preaching the word. You're just preaching your opinion and stuff. But you know what? The word of God gives me an opinion that God is in control of things. It is not fragile. The Lord has the end of this world planned, and we cannot do it. That is people that don't believe in God, who think that man is all that there is. And they're trying to figure everything out in just a physical, natural realm. That's not how it works.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Find God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Orlando Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1066C for CD or R3210D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU10C titled Renewing Your Mind when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on this website, we have over, I think it's 7 years worth of television programs, about 10 years worth of radio programs, thousands of programs that you can listen to free of charge. We have hundreds of my teachings that are free downloads. We have news items where you can get videos and updates on our ministries around the world. It's one of the greatest resources on the web. I really believe that. Remember, it's awmi.net. It's available 24/7, and it would be a blessing to you, so check it out today.